I'd like to welcome everybody out to our Wednesday night services. I'd like to give thanks for this opportunity to bring a lesson to you and the prayers on my behalf. This evening, we will look at the topic of the importance of a foundation. What I would like for you to get out of this study is how important it is to prioritize foundational concepts of God from the Bible. We will look at what a foundation is, how it is formed, and why it is important. So what is a foundation? In construction terms, it can be defined as a base that provides stability for a structure above. This is in place so that the structure has a solid place to lay on. If it is not there, the uncompacted soils below would shift under the weight of the structure and cause it to sink and collapse. In building up a foundation for a house or a structure, a builder would compact layers of material so that the whole foundation is one solid piece. Layer after layer would be compacted on the previous layer until the desired height is reached. A biblical foundation can be defined as the basis of one's faith. In Romans 10:17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God." In this chapter, Paul is telling the Roman church that those who call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. In building a foundation in God, we must hear the word of God. That is through our personal studies, going to church, and having Bible studies with fellow Christians. In building this foundation, we are able to grow spiritually, have stability through hard times, and resist the sins of this world. Constant time in the Word of God builds our faith so that we can place our trust in Him. So how does a foundation get formed? In construction terms, heavy equipment is used to import soil material that has a high compaction rate. The heavy equipment is used to move this material and compact it in layers. In construction, this is the first step before anything else is built. If the foundations were not in place, the rest of the structure would be at risk of collapsing. In forming our foundation in Christ, we are to look to the Word of God for direction constantly. In Luke 16:13 says, "No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon." In building our foundation in God, we can only serve one. We cannot be a servant to our desires or demand, but only to God. In the terms of construction, if the laborers that are working on the foundation of a building get distracted, then the work of that foundation will never take place, nor will teamwork exist in building it. Serving God must come first in building our foundation. No other can come between this. Our constant work in the Word of God builds our faith and reliance on God. In Hebrews 4:12 says, "For the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart." In studying the Word of God, we must know that it is quick, meaning that it is a living and energetic text that brings change to a person's life. It is sharper than a two-edged sword, meaning it can cut deep to the core of an issue that one might be going through. It is also a discerner of thoughts and intentions. The Word of God is able to reveal our hidden desires through hidden desires, thoughts, and secrets that only we know. God is able to judge us through His Word, revealing the change that must take place to correct our thoughts and actions. This is the start of how our biblical foundation starts, by looking at the Word of God and seeing our lives that need to change in line to God's Word. So why is it important to have a foundation? Moving objects like cars and planes don't have a foundation. Only static objects like buildings and roads do. In construction terms, foundations are to hold the weight of what is above it, to stabilize the ground soil so that there are minimum shifts in the found, in the foundation that could compromise the structure, the structural integrity of the building above. A foundation distributes the weight evenly to the ground. If the foundation was fixed at a singular point, it would have to hold up everything above it. Having a biblical foundation does the same. Having a strong biblical foundation helps in spiritual growth in God. It is the basis of our relationship with Him. The stronger the base, the better our relationship is, and the more resilient we are to strife in this world. In 2 Peter 3:18, it says, "But grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To Him be the glory both now and forever. Amen." Here, Peter is writing to the persecuted Christians about having a continual growth in Christ, that even though there will be hardship in life, growth is still necessary in Christ. Building onto our foundation will mold our lives around Christ. Looking back at our construction terms, buildings have static foundations, ones that do not move. But cars have suspensions that brace the whole car from bumps in the road. The suspension is able to maneuver around these anomalies. We too have a foundation strong in the faith and able to maneuver around the bumps in life. In Colossians 2, 6 through 8 says, "As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in Him, rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as you have been taught, abounding in it with thanksgiving. Beware lest anyone cheat you through philosophy and empty deceit, according to the tradition of men, according to the basic principles of the world, and not according to Christ." Paul is telling the church in Colossae that since they have received Christ, they should also walk in Him, meaning they should live a life in faith with Christ. Paul is saying that since they profess the name of Christ, they should also live a daily life in union with Christ. In verse 7, he says, "rooted and built up in Him," stressing the need to have deep roots in Christ and have a firm foundation built in Christ in order to grow faithfully as a Christian. This is done through our continual study of God's Word to remain close to Jesus Christ. In verse 8, Paul then warns them of false doctrine that will come to them through false teaching and philosophy. Having deep roots and staying close to Christ through the Word is how we are able to discern what is the truth from God's Word and what is false doctrine of men. This is the importance of having a foundation in Christ so that we aren't led astray, so that we can know what the truth is in God's Word. In 1 John 4, 1 through 4, saying, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world." We are to test the spirits, test the word, so that we know truth. Many false teachings are in the world that appease the flesh and tempt us. Only through the Word of God can we overcome this temptation. Foundations built on false doctrine cannot hold up. They cannot stay firm through trials. Before too long, your beliefs will be questioned, do you really want to hold up a lie or a false teaching? Your foundation is a reflection of what you put into yourself. If you put in false teachings and temptation, sin, how do you expect to walk with Christ through this life? In verse 4, Christ is greater than anything and anyone in the world. Why would we build our foundations on nothing less than on Him through the Word of God? So we have looked at what a foundation is and its importance, but how do we lay our foundation in Christ? How do we construct it and continuously build on it? In 1 Corinthians 3, verses 11 through 15 says, "For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is in Jesus Christ. Now, if anyone builds on this foundation with gold, silver, precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each one's work will become clear, for the day will declare it, because it will be revealed by fire, and the fire will test each one's works of what sort it is. If anyone's work which he has built on it endures, he will receive a reward. And anyone's work which is burned, he will suffer loss, but he himself will be saved, so as through fire." Paul writes this warning to the church in Corinth that their works will be tested in the day of judgment. This warning also extends to you and I. What is a sure way of destroying a building? Either build it with unsuitable materials or tamper with its foundations. Work that is pure in those that are built out of gold, silver, and precious stones, meaning those that are built on the foundations of Jesus Christ and follow God's will for us, those works will be revealed by the fires of judgment. Works that are built with wood, hay, straw are those that follow the flesh, those that do not follow God's will. These works that are tested will be burned quickly. These works cannot be built on other foundations. If it is built upon something other than Jesus Christ, all the works that are built upon it will come crashing down. And the following verse in 1 Corinthians 3:16 says, Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? For we are the temple of God, built upon the foundation of Jesus Christ. What joy and a blessing it is to know that we can be called holy. The joy should be a calling to others that they can also have the same comfort, confidence, and joy in their lives too. Matthew 4:4 says, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." Here, Jesus is being tempted by the devil to command the rocks before him to be turned into bread. This was during Jesus' 40 days of fasting. How similar does this sound like the world right now? Those who have fasted their whole lives from the true word of God and are hungry for the word, they quickly cling to false doctrines and teachings and base their faith and beliefs upon those doctrines. This is the importance of those who have built their foundations upon Christ to spread the true word of God, to spread the gospel so that those who hunger may not feed by bread alone, by those carnal and false doctrines of the world, but by the word of God that comes from him that brings grace, love, and joy. This is also how we as the temple of God must live. We live by the word of God. This is how we are nourished. This is how we prioritize our values. With God first in our lives, he will provide the rest. In Colossians 3:16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord." Here, Paul is telling the church in Colossae to live like God's people. This chapter gives us guidance on how to be that people. In this verse, we are to let the word of Christ dwell in us, meaning the word of Christ in us should not just be known, but take root in us, become part of our lives, our core values. This is our identity of being a Christian, that Christ always dwells within us. For we are the temple of God whom Christ dwells and is built upon. We are tasked with taking this word in action and teaching and monitoring one another with it. We use this to help correct and guide each other through actual teaching and or through our actions. I wanted to look at a parable in Matthew 7 when Jesus is ending his Sermon on the Mount. We will look at his warning he gives us he gives to those who are not doers of God's word, and the examples of those that built their works on different foundations and how they will be tested. And through that test will either be left standing or come falling down. In Matthew 7, 21 through 23 says, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he who does the will of my Father in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, 'Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name, cast out demons in your name, and done many wonders in your name?' Then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" Here, Christ is talking about those who believe they obeyed the word of God, but when they come before Christ in the time of judgment, will not enter into heaven because they did not fully obey or have a meaningful relationship with God. Jesus tells of many that believe they have done the will of God and will come to Jesus professing that they have done many works in Jesus' name. Without faith and obedience to the Father, these works are vain. And the importance of having a foundation built on Christ, our faith and obedience, is in God, who is our Creator. Those who place their faith in false doctrine and lackluster faith will give you the response in verse 23, saying, "And then I will declare to them, 'I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness.'" In Matthew 7, 24 and 25 says, "Therefore, whoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken to him to a wise man who built his house on the rock, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat on that house, and it did not fall, for it was founded on the rock. Here Jesus is using the metaphor of a builder who built upon a rock, laying their supports on a rock so that their house is strong and sturdy. This provides stability through any storm. This builder is considered wise in the eyes of the Lord who build upon this rock. In Proverbs 4, verse 5 says, "Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget nor turn away from the words of my mouth." Just as the wise man did, he prioritized his foundation to be built on solid rock. We as Christians should also prioritize our foundations based on Christ. In Proverbs 4 and 5, there is an emphasis on putting wisdom and understanding as a priority in your life. What is biblical wisdom and understanding? Biblical wisdom is applying knowledge and understanding that glorifies God, that brings Him the honor and not yourself. The wise builder put forth wisdom to build on top of rock, for he knew that there would be floods that would come that would try and wash away his house. Biblical understanding is knowing the Word of God and applying it, whether it be to your life or in others. Biblical understanding is the discernment of spiritual truth. This is used by the Bereans in Acts 17:11, saying these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. The Bereans used biblical understanding in searching the scriptures daily and having a mind of readiness. If we are to be similar to the wise builder, how can we do this without growing our foundations in God's word? Without this in our lives constantly, we have no basis on how God wants us to live and worship Him, to be a servant to the one true and powerful Creator. Both wisdom and understanding is a blessing from God, gained through our life. Through good and bad experiences and situations, we are blessed with wisdom and understanding and seeing God's hands throughout our whole lives. In the end of Proverbs 4 and 5, we're commanded not to forget, meaning through life, we cannot forget what we have learned and seen. We cannot forget what we have learned through God's word, nor can we turn away from it. We cannot decline the word of God, or we spiral into a life of sin. This is how important it is to be in God's word daily, to search the scriptures through your whole life, gaining wisdom and understanding and teaching it to others. If we forget it and turn it away, we are no better than the fool who built upon sand, who did not dig deep to find rock, but quickly built upon sand just to watch what he had built to be washed away. In Luke 6, 46 through 49, saying, But why do you call me Lord, Lord, and not do the things which I say? Whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them, I will show you whom he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when a flood arose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock. But he who heard and did it and did nothing is like a man who built a house on the earth without a foundation, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. Building upon sand and construction is often challenging due to the sand structure leads to instability, erosion, and liquefaction. When wet, sand can be built and molded to what you want to see, just like a sandcastle. But through time, sand dries out quickly and collapses on itself due to its instability. The worldly minded often does the same. They try to change their situation to best fit their needs. They mold out images to what they like, just to see it dry out and move on to the next thing that best suits their needs. Building one's faith upon a foundation that is constantly shifting and will never settle will lead to destruction. Satan wants us not to focus on what we build our faith on, because he knows that if he can draw our focus off of it, he can start chipping away at it to cause it to have cracks, to topple what is above it. So what happens when we base our faith on Christ? When we search the scriptures daily like the Bereans did in Acts 17, when we prioritize God and his word in our lives, we grow in many places in our lives. Our spiritual growth increases when we look for God in our lives and when we study his word. When we base our faith on God's solid foundation, we grow our relationship with him. This also better prepares our readiness to withstand difficulties in life. In looking back at the Sermon on the Mount in Luke 6, Jesus explains this in verse 48, saying, "He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently against that house and could not shake it, for it was founded on the rock." Jesus says, "when the flood arose," not "if," implying that there will be times of destruction in life. But if you are built upon the rock, you are able to overcome those situations, building your wisdom and understanding of God. God also built upon rock by placing Jesus as the chief cornerstone. A cornerstone, in construction terms, is the first stone laid that bases the entire building off of. It is a reference point throughout the whole building process and sets the building's overall orientation. In Isaiah 28, verse 16, it says, "Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, I lay in Zion a stone for a foundation, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not act hastily." To give some context to this verse, God is speaking it to the leaders of Jerusalem when they were reliant on political alliances and lies, breaking the covenant with God. God rebukes them of their ways and how they are reliant on lies, building upon sand, awaiting a flood to wash them away. He then tells them of how he laid the foundation of Zion upon a stone, upon a precious cornerstone. He tells them of a tried stone that is reliable and tested, a precious cornerstone that signifies its importance, a sure foundation that whoever builds upon it will not stumble or fall, but will be able to stand firm upon the foundation that was laid for us. This was foreshadowing to the leaders of what was to come. Through obedience and the faith and of God's word, we are all a family in the household of God. In Ephesians 2, 19 through 21 says, Now, therefore, you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens and saints and members of this of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord. Believers of the faith have a foundation built upon the prophets and apostles, while Jesus is the chief cornerstone that everything is built and based off of. No matter where we go in the world, we will always be citizens and members of God's family. This is our belonging in the body of Christ. So how do we continuously reinforce our foundations? How can we continue building on the foundation laid for us? First and foremost, we have to establish Jesus Christ as the chief cornerstone, as the basis of this foundation. We have to hear God's word and put it into practice. Just as the person who built on rock, he took those tried and true building practices and put them to work for his house. In hearing and doing God's word, we have to continually engage in his word. We have to search the scriptures daily, just as the Bereans did in Acts 17. In 2 Timothy 3, 16 and 17 says, all scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Paul tells Timothy here that the word of God is profitable. Searching the scriptures is an asset to our spiritual growth. We are never meant to be stagnant in our growth as Christians. We should be continuously searching for ways we can grow. Because if we grow, so does the body of Christ, which gives God the glory for the increase. Paul warns us in 1 Corinthians chapter 3 about our growth. In verse 10, saying, according to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. Paul warns the Corinthian church that they should take heed of how they build. For many will build upon the sand, upon false doctrine and lies, and in the time of judgment, these foundations will be tested. We talked about a wise man who built upon the rock and a foolish man who built upon sand. My question to you is, where do you put your trust in tonight? Do you trust that the sands of doubt and pride will hold you up, or would you rather trust in the solid foundations that leads to salvation? Tonight we hold an invitation to those who are seeking to build upon the foundation of Jesus Christ to become a fellow member in the kingdom of God. We also hold an invitation to those who are having trouble building, who have their foundation in Christ, but are lost and in need of help. We ask that either class come to the front row as we stand and sing the invitation song that's been selected.